Saddle up that crazy horse. It's time to knock the rust off. WBKM.org.
Welcome to the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, where the feedback is back.
I come down from the misty mountain.
Every week we scour the human highway to bring you the best Neil Young news and reviews, rumors and musings, plus rare unreleased tracks and live shows that will keep you rocking in the free world.
It's all one song!
The Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour is presented by WBKM.org in the heart of Burlington, Vermont. Now, from WBKM, here are your hosts, Eric Koval and Tony Gallucci.
Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, a Saturday night. Welcome, everybody, as we attempt to honor the legacy and beautiful catalog of Neil Young with this program.
Hey, Eric, finally, here we are. We're both together in one place. It must mean Christmas and New Year's is over, huh?
It was a whirlwind. I did a solo show in there where we had to carry this mantle, this fairly heavy mantle, alone. Mm-hmm. And then you did solo last week.
Yeah, we bookended. All the way back to Thanksgiving, we haven't had anything normal, quite honestly.
And I guess, what a way to enter the new year. Nothing normal, nothing expected, and here we find ourselves planted together once again to honor this beautiful musician.
And talk about the live experience, which is always the best. What a way to kick it off. Neil Young, New York City, Carnegie Hall.
Yeah, this harkens back. Of course, this is on the heels of his most recent release, The Effort, Live at the Cellar Door.
Righto.
Which was a live release that preceded a show back in, what was it, 73 at Carnegie?
73, yeah, man.
So, tonight, what Tony and I were thinking, let us escort you into this very formal setting for Neil Young. Immersed in the heart of New York City, it doesn't get any, I guess, more showcase. It's just a showcase premiere venue for quality. Only the very best get to play Carnegie Hall.
Absolutely. And I'm sure in the audience are some of the best, the brightest, the most notorious, and the wealthiest, all coming around to see Neil. Holy mackerel.
One of the great friends of the station, friends of the program, Arkansas girl Tammy Chandler, sitting right behind Donald Trump.
Did you touch that hair and see if it was real, Tammy?
That's how she knew it was him, though. She had definitive hair, right?
Well, hey, there's something, though, because at the end of the day, everybody shares the human DNA, and everybody, rich, poor, notable, or notorious, can all share together beautiful music.
So welcome, everybody, wherever you might be listening. We know we have a lot of fans overseas, and we share this on a global level every Saturday night. Welcome to the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, first show of 2014.
Yeah.
Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour in the year 2014. Sounds pretty Jetsons, space agey, doesn't it, man?
It does. You know, anything in the year 2000 and beyond has felt like, am I really here?
Sounds fake. It's like, come on. Get with it. It's 1970-something, ain't it? No, it ain't. But it's okay. It's okay. It's time is a wiggly thing that is our own invention.
It's a wiggly thing, you know, and some people are able to successfully survive themselves. But this look tonight at this Carnegie Hall show, what is it, 40 years later, right?
Yeah, 40 years after the first time he was there.
And you got to say that Neil, his voice and his talent has stayed just primo. I love this stuff, man. I mean, very intimate.
And you hear the honesty and the passion. Whether it's the 73 or the 2014 version of the same tune, you know, they're out there. It's really interesting to listen to both decades of the same presentation. I mean, it's really amazing. It's startling.
You know, can't wait to talk with Thrasher here tonight. Boy, I don't know when the last time he pulled off a Southern Man, but a controversial tune. He stopped playing it for right. quite some time, right?
Right. right.
Because, you know, it does stir up emotion and maybe divisive, if you want to look at it like that. I don't.
Well, there was probably a time when it was more needing to be said. You know, Southern Man, Alabama. I don't know. I'm not going to say. I've never been to the places. I've never really been down south. And I have no commentary on the people of the South, because I'm sure that there's fantastic people in the South just as there are in the North.
And, you know, if you folks don't know that story, you know, after writing Southern Man and Alabama and these things, you know, there was a little bit of a snip on the nose or a backlash from Leonard Skinner, another authentic Southern band.
Burn your Neil Young albums, you know. There's always somebody wanting to take somebody down, and you know, but Skynyrd understood the artistry of Neil and the need to speak the truth. Yeah. Agree or disagree, there's a need to speak truth.
Yeah, the ability to express yourself has to be kept open. And the fact that Skynyrd, Ronnie Van Zant, and Neil were able to get beyond that. Remember, right. He was seen wearing a Neil Young shirt.
Right, right. Leading to that sort of often repeated fable that he was buried in a Neil shirt. Apparently not true, but he wore it, man. I mean, he wore it.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, here we are. You know, we broadcast from Burlington, Vermont. But great to have all you folks from around the world, because we know Neil is a global artist. I mean, he's respected, and wonderful to go to Germany this past year with Thrasher, to go to Paris and London and see how respected Neil is all over the place.
All right, buddy. Looks like they're turning the lights down in the theater. They want us to get back to our seats. It's Carnegie Hall. It's Neil Young. It's the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour.
Yeah. freedom forever, and your trouble. The needle of death.
Thank you. kind of music, Thrasher's Sweet Radio Hour. Tony, it's tough to tell, you know, whether it's from 73 or 2014.
And maybe we shouldn't tell. Maybe we don't need to reveal it because, I don't know. Does anybody really know what time it is? Wrong band, different show.
Chicago, right? Hey, you know, that Out on the Weekend, you know, what a performance of that. You know, see the lonely, and he comes across this topic quite often. Oh, lonesome me, you know, see everybody's going out and having fun. I'm staying home, having none. You know, somehow that pit of loneliness that all of us experience feeds the creative process for Neil.
I think it does. It does for a lot of people.
So would you say then, Tony, to amplify and expound on that, you know, that the artist is an amphibian, a thin-skinned, very much a feeler, you know, maybe more of a struggle in your life, you know, where they're feeling so deeply that do you think it's a harder life?
I think in some ways it is. You know, and maybe it's on the receiving end of those things that happen, which some of us will shrug off. The artist will feel all the more deeply than anyone will feel it and be able to reflect it back, be it in painting, in poetry, in song. But boy, it's a necessary part of, I think, of our whole culture.
Oh, I do too, you know, and I think we started first seeing, I mean, we've always seen Neil in a cranky mode to a certain degree, you know, chasing down issues and tackling issues like the environment, which are huge. But we've seen the frustration kind of mounting, you know, because here's Neil with this beautiful catalog, with millions of dollars, and yet still very little being done. Yeah, you know, and I think
he's limited. I mean, there's only so much any one person can do. And when you're a person in position of authority, in position where people listen to you, and so you speak and thousands or even millions hear what you have to say, and it's still, you look out the window and there's still nobody marching, nobody protesting, nobody complaining. It's got to really, it gets me down as one person who does not have that broadcast ear, that millions of people listening ear.
The thing is you know, the overwhelming sense that I experience listening to this catalog, whether it be Crazy Horse, whether it be Neil Solo, like tonight at Carnegie, 73 or 2014, the overwhelming sense of warmth and a celebration of the human experience, that's what I pull from Neil. He's so warm. You know, when I hugged him, Tony, like I said, I've repeated this often, it felt like my own father. Mm. You know, the embrace was that warm and felt connected.
Well, there's a solid root there. That tree has deep roots. And no wonder you'd feel connected, because that's something, hey, here's something solid I can put my hands on, and here's something that's real and tremendous.
I love that he can get to that wild headspace. He can do it with an acoustic, something pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Or he can pull out that old black. No electric guitars surrounding him on this swing through Carnegie.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, nothing that I saw. Nothing. I saw a whole bunch. He's got Hank's acoustic in there. And he's surrounded. I love it. He surrounds himself with like 5, 7, 8 guitars, however
It looked many like a lot of guitars there. It really did. Everything's set up for alternate tunings and whatnot, but the Martins and everything.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Hank Williams, man, his old rig. How cool.
Beautiful to see that wood. I mean, it's a place of solid structure. I mean, what you're hearing in terms of these sounds, these songs, you know, you're hearing that echo. There's nothing built in. We didn't push a button and give you reverb. You're hearing the natural ambiance of that incredible room.
Well, what do you say, Tony? Come on. Let's get back to Carnegie.
All right, baby.
WBKM's Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour.
Hey, it's Craig Bailey, your host for an hour of music by Pink Floyd every week on Floydian Slip. Join us this week for show number 927. We'll have Floyd from A Momentary Lapse of Reason and the Zabriskie Point soundtrack. Some live stuff from Delicate Sound of Thunder, our Floydian Slip Up, and much more on the next Floydian Slip. Learn more online at FloydianSlip.com and listen right here.
All right, we're here with you, Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour. Real somber set there, but boy, that I don't know that I've ever heard that tune, "The Needle of Death." Different, not needle in the damage done, but going towards that same sad thing. You know,
operative word there that you're saying though is that we're here with you. You know, we experience this music alone sometimes. Sometimes we're by our computer alone, or maybe you got the headphones on. Mm-hmm. But we're here with you. And you know who else is here with you? Who went down to Carnegie Hall to experience this himself is our Johnny on the Spot reporter, host, and great friend, Thrasher.
Hey, Thrasher here with this week's Neil Young News, and we are reporting from Carnegie Hall in New York City. This is the conclusion of Neil Young's four-night stand at Carnegie Hall, a historic venue here in New York City, and by all measures, a great success. Definitely fans were enjoying all of the music, and the critics, well, we know about the critics, but we won't talk about that too much, but we certainly had a good time, saw a lot of good folks here, heard a lot of great songs, a lot of classics from the Harvest album, and hits from different parts of Neil Young's career, a few rarities in there, lots of highlights, certainly Phil Oakes Changes, the cover of that, Burt Jansch's Needle of Death, that was a highlight. Certainly enjoyed The Man Needs a Maid, which was on the keyboards and synthesizer. That was certainly an enjoyable song. So all in all, we had a great time. Neil was in fine form, had a lot of good conversations. Definitely check out the tapes, here on WBKM, playing some choice cuts. Definitely a lot of in-between song banter that was humorous and insightful. A lot of talk about the different guitars that Neil plays, a lot of discussion about Hank Williams' guitar and how that all came about. A lot of shout-outs to Stephen Stills and Martin Guitars. So definitely want to try and listen to some of these recordings. Certainly a great run, and
at the concerts, you had folks coming in from around the world. We saw folks that came in from Australia, Europe, England, Germany, really across the country, Canada, California, really a global Neil Young fan community converged on Carnegie Hall this week for the four shows. We heard lots of adjectives to describe the show, such as staggering or rapturous, monumental, a tour de force. We could go on. Certainly many of those do appropriately describe the week's events. Certainly the set list was a dream set for most. The breadth of the set list was simply breathtaking in terms of its catalog, although it did focus on what's known as the golden period there of the 60s, 70s, and not much beyond that, other than Harvest Moon, which is from the 90s. But looking out on the stage, what you saw was quite a collection of musical instruments, eight guitars and banjos, two pianos, an organ, a synthesizer, over half a dozen harmonicas, probably 20 or so instruments that Neil Young played. And I think everyone would be very hard-pressed to identify anyone else who could walk onto a stage like that and master so many different instruments across so many different songs. A very impressive. So, as I mentioned, it was a dream set mixed with obscurities and hits. You had things like Mellow My Mind or Flying on the Ground or Journey Through the Past. Mixed in there with lots of the classics like Old Man or Heart of Gold. So there was certainly something for everyone, and as well as those covers that we've been talking about, the Phil Oakes song Changes, and a tribute to Bert Janch with Needle of Death, and its riff that Neil used for Ambulance Blues. Lots of discussion during the show about Phil Oakes' legacy and Bert Janch's contributions. So, a lot of talk about Stephen Stills, and a lot of talking about Neil's guitars, Hank, that was Hank Williams' guitar. So a lot of fun with some of those little comments there. You also had some pretty interesting things happen, like we had a version of Mr. Soul on pump organ, certainly a different mix, if you will. And then we had a pretty mind-blowing one-off on Friday night of Out of My Mind, also on pump organ, which I think was probably one of the bigger surprises of the week. As we mentioned, a lot of dialogue. Neil was in great mood. Actually, right up front, pretty much said, people think that I'm cantankerous, and kind of goes on to address a little bit of that. You definitely want to listen to those between song comments. Check out Rust Radio. They've been playing the entire sets of all the shows this week, so the tapers have been really on it and doing a great job. So thanks for all of that. If you do have to pick a show of the four, seems like folks that were there for all four shows this week, seems like it's pretty much of a consensus that Thursday was the best show of the week in terms of all the ingredients, the songs, and the atmosphere and so on. So check out the Thursday, but that by all means, all four of them are great. So we'll just wrap up here by just saying, it was great seeing all of our friends from around the world coming together. It's always a joy to see everyone out there. We know that we never really get enough time to spend with everyone, so we try. But if we missed you, next time, see you down the road. We'll say that a number of folks have written to us and or told us that these concerts at some point they would be moved to tears, and certainly we were as well. So we love all you guys, and until next time, we'll have some coverage of the Honor of the Treaties tour up in Canada next week. So lots more to come. Okay, keep on rocking.
Thresher's Wheat Radio Hour, you know, putting the wraps basically on another hour together honoring Neil Young. Tony, I got to say, I love sharing this hour with you, man.
You know, there's a lot that goes on in the week, and it all sort of culminates in our Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night shows, really, because there's just so much good music, so much energy and passion on these three nights. And to get this quiet hour, it's fantastic.
Yeah, so you heard it. You know, stay tuned every Saturday night. If you want to open up a box, if you will, of jewels, you have to start with Bobby Whitlock and Whitlock's Box, 8 o'clock.
Oh, you don't want to miss anything now. I mean, you never did want to, but boy, oh boy, Bobby's opened up the access to these lifelong friends. And if you were listening tonight, you heard something good from another one of them, Rick Vito.
Yeah, Rick Vito. I mean, the past 3 weeks, Steve Cropper, and we're talking Booker T and the MGs, Chuck Lavelle going on tour with the Rolling Stones, Rick Vito, a member of Fleetwood Mac for years.
And more great ones to come, probably Becca Bramlett lined up next. So, boy, oh boy.
Yeah, it's the heart of it. And don't forget, after this program, we tune in and turn on our minds to the music of Pink Floyd with Craig Bailey.
Beautiful. Park it in the Psychedelic Garage late tonight after Craig is done, and you've got yourself great night of music. So thanks from everyone here. For all of 2013, we thank you.
Looking ahead. Please. Correspondence, feedback, you know what I mean? We welcome it. You know, it's a work in progress, but a big tip of the hat and hug out to Thrasher and his wife. They really provide a service that we honor and very professional. And we love you, Thrash.
Well, I can't think of a more fitting tune to go out. In Neil's 68th year, we can wish nothing more for Neil than to keep on keeping on in health, in vitality. It's a great phrase, huh, man? Long may you run.
Yeah, 2014. Prayers with you, Neil, Peggy, the whole Neil Young entourage. Thanks for everything you give. WBKM's Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour.
Yeah.
voice.